And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be talking long-range fishing and a whole lot more. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnet by Rapala. Every X-Rap mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Fantastic offers on the Proteus Wind Grip rods, too. Plus, Daiwa will offer a free gift with purchase. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
We have Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star in
the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you. And boy, oh boy, what's been going on with the Royal Star? Wow, no good fall season, man. Huh?
It is a good fall season. It's been a good season overall. We've just been rolling steady between the Guadalupe trips, and now Brian's out on 11-day, and it's the perfect format right now. He started out at Guadalupe for a couple of days. Everybody got a nice shot at a good quality tuna, that 50 to 120-pound fish. Did it for a couple of days. Everybody got a shot, got it out of their system, rolled down to the rocks, a couple of good days of wahoo fishing, picking away at it, 60 wahoo for a couple of days, rolling to the ridge, beautiful couple of days of ridge fishing, quality. That nice tattoo on the ridges here is beautiful. There's a lot of that 25 to 30-pound fish, wahoo mixed in. Almost everybody's piecing it together, 25, 30 wahoo a day.
How much, too, is that like what a trip like that is supposed to be? Quality, quantity, exotics, like that's what a fall, 8 through 11 day trip is, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
That's
the
awesome.
It's the perfect format. Just everything just kind of just falls in place. And then the weather's good. It's calmed down. The hurricane action down there, that one went ashore down over the Marias and in there by PV and Mazatlan. So it seems like we're at the end of it. I'm looking at the long-term forecast and everything. I think we're out of the woods as far as those things barreling up the ridge and interrupting everybody.
Looks like it's done. Yeah.
I think so.
You think they battened down the hatches at that prison on the Marias, huh?
Boy.
Wow. Looked like a direct hit on that.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a direct hit. Yeah, hang on, boys. Buckle your chin strap. That said, it looks like we're getting into that fall. This is the best time of year for weather down there. It's just beautiful. The nice and calm, everything just kind of falls into that early, that Santa Ana type action, where it just sets up.
Classic fall.
Exactly.
Gotta
just beautiful, flat, calm. Mm.
Got to be fun for you guys behind the wheel, knowing that, the game plans can be plenty. I've got all of these cards in my back pocket.
Right.
Not like, okay, I need to make sure because these are my only two game plans, plays. Like, it's got to be nice knowing, man, we've got all of these different options that exist right now.
Options are what it's all about. And then between the network of resources out there, getting information from all different places, there's still fishing up here. I mean, God, there's just, it's just been a really incredible year. Think Sean down there at the processing place, our partner, Sean Sebring, who's been doing a phenomenal job, between all the new stuff that he's offering, that's another conversation. Anyway, he said it perfectly. I said, we were talking about, he says, we've had two Septembers. How's this October doing? He says, we haven't had an October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down there yesterday picking up some Guadalupe tuna. Thank you, Gary White, from our Shogun trip. And they were busy.
I'll bet they were.
They were busy.
Knives were flying.
Yeah, things. But I'll tell you what, the quality of that Guadalupe tuna and the quality of the processing that Sean does down at Fisherman's Processing, unbelievable.
I put a picture on our website. It was the first day, not this trip, but the last trip I ran, that Blackwater trip. I put a picture the first day of some of that Guadalupe tuna that we got. And I mean, it's
so fatty.
It's just incredible. We'd cut up some pieces and put it in a tray on the counter at home, and it was just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, we ate it last night. It's like, that's the only way to describe it. Is that, what do they eat down there that just makes it the best there is?
They eat whatever it is. They eat a lot of it.
A lot of it.
Clearly.
No shortage of it.
Yeah, clearly the groceries around there are good. They don't go anywhere.
I mean, those fillets, when you cut them out, it's almost white.
Exactly.
It's so full of fat.
It's a really consistent, it's consistent, the signature Guadalupe yellowfin. You look at it and go, God, is that? I mean, I've had some of them that the fillets, they almost look like albacore. They're so light.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. They eat fantastic no matter what you do. They can up beautifully.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
a special brand out there. Yeah. It is.
So I saw Raymond, the master cutter at Fisherman's Processing yesterday, and he was cutting a bunch of wahoo from the Independence, I guess, and also the Spirit of Venture, just wahoo fishing down there.
It's been great.
Fantastic. But yeah, he looked, he's like, what are you doing here? And I said, he says, were you on a trip? I said, no, I'm picking up some of that Shogun fish from Guadalupe. He goes, good stuff. Yeah,
everybody
knows. When Raymond says it's good stuff, he's cut a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, too, at Fisherman's Processing that I was pretty impressed in is that whole market in the front now. He had some of that deep drop swordfish down there. That, I mean, that stuff was beautiful.
Yeah, that's been a great addition. Yeah, Sean, so cool. He's done a really good job forging relationships. The guys in the Chula there, so they have that swordfish there almost all the time. And between that, and they've got the, of course, you have to feature lobsters from Randy.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Exactly.
Live spiny lobster.
I saw the tank, man. He's got the guys in there swimming around. Live lobster for $21.95 a pound. Nobody even comes close to that price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right off the boat, you know, he can pass it right through to the customers who come in the door, which is great, you know, and just throw them in a tote and back. There's an ample supply of
exactly.
at all times. Fresh he's done a phenomenal job of just being imaginative and developing different products, all those rubs and all that stuff. Like I said, that's a different conversation. They've just done a phenomenal job down there.
It's so cool the way that he chose to go about it, too. Like, you know, they, you know, like you said, they forge all these different relationships with all these people. You know, that's not true. They already had all these relationships that existed, and nobody's got their finger on the pulse of what good fish is, like Sean. And it's like, well, you know, why wouldn't we put these two and two together? And, you know, so when this type of fishing is going on, that's the fish that they go to get to provide for their customers. You know, they don't force something that's out of season and frozen. Like, well, it's wintertime, so we're going to get halibut and sea bass. And now it's summertime, we're going to provide you, you know, Dorado and tuna. Like, it's just, you know, these guys go out and hand-pick fish from commercial fishermen and offer it up in the market. I just think it's so cool the way that he does it.
Yeah, no, he's doing a good job down. But the processing thing, too, it's like you just, like, sometimes, you know, you look at the front and it's so amazingly well done. The processing is the same way. The quality of what they do and the seamless operation that they have down there.
That's what
it's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. The one thing that really stands out now, and obviously they've been doing it a long time. They've got plenty of practice, but there's no chaos.
Yeah.
You know what's that? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, what was it yesterday? Five boats getting in. And it's just, it's a crap show. You know what I mean? There's just people everywhere and everybody wanting to get their fish in line, you know, and just cars and park, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on logistically, and it's just, it's business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, they collect it up, take the orders in the totes over. It sounds easy, but it's not. It's an organizational feat every time. With, you know, those big days where multiple boats get in. Those guys are just pros at it. From the top to the bottom, from Sean to the young man who's you know, humping fish from the boat to the toes. I mean, everybody is they have the process nailed to where it just makes it look easy, and that translates into a lot faster same day turn times. That's really where, you know, the biggest advantage. The product, of course, speaks for itself, but those faster turn times. I mean, everybody wants to get around the road. They want to get out of there, and that's what the end result is. You know, instead of everybody trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do like a Chinese feather drill, it's just.
It's ready to go. Well, I can tell you, Shogun came in early. By the time I was off the radio yesterday and drove down, the fish was done.
Before you could get there.
Yeah.
You know how many times that happens where, you know, we get in early, 5:30, whatever, pitch a fish off, and it's over there at the processing place. By 7 o'clock, they're cutting on it, and we get the guys, the girls, Melanie and Erica, they get everybody's cell phone number to call them when their order's done, and you know, they'll ring him up at 7:30. The first guy's order is done. He's like, "Hey, we just sat down to breakfast."
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
So,
like,
speaking of which, some big events coming up on the Royal Star, and one of them is the Let's Talk Hookup 4-day fly down, fly back Mazatlan trips in January, which is just so exciting. Let's talk about fish processing on those trips. Okay, you have two back-to-back 4-day trips. Guys going on those trips, are they going to be able to bring fish home?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought the Mazatlan thing up. It's getting to be that time. You know, we've been so engaged with the whole summer thing. So we're doing the big Mazatlan push, get the 1,000-pound elephant out of the room. You know, last year we had a breakdown. We had our Mazatlan trips all queued up. It was going to be
everybody,
you know,
the big
launch.
I had my bags packed.
I know the whole thing. It was. Remember, I was on the show that morning. I mean, it was just a nightmare. The generator broke down. We can't run our boat, you know, without two working generators. So anyway, we got it resolved. We're going. We didn't give up on it. It's still every attraction.
We got four trips this year.
Yeah, we got four on the schedule. Yeah. So the idea is trips run out of Mazatlan, 4 days fishing outside Maria's, Cleophas, all that same exact fishery that the PV guys. It's basically it's not quite equidistant, but it's only about, you know, 90 miles from Mazatlan. So I mean that's just a hop, skip, and
a
jump for us.
It's a little closer, actually.
Yeah,
right?
80 miles. It's close.
Yeah.
Anyway, 4-day trips. They've got two of them. They run back to back, and the amount of time fishing amount of time in the water is basically identical to a fly down, fly back 16-day trip. So we're going to keep the catch from both trips on the boat. We'll identify them individually, of course. And then we steam back to San Diego at the conclusion of the second trip, offload in San Diego. It's a standard, you know, fisherman's process. You'll meet the boat, and everybody will have that full suite of options as far as fish processing goes. We go down there with a full load of sardines, three wells, four tanks of sardines. We've got more than enough bait for those 2 4-day trips. That there'll be three full fishing days on those on
Isn't that
each
amazing?
Trip.
Three full fishing days in
big fish country.
Big,
exactly.
Yeah, the big cow.
I love it.
With a full load of sardines, which we all know. I mean,
oh boy,
it's going to be the game changer.
There just isn't a fish in the ocean that doesn't prefer a sardine.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is about them, man.
I mean, you guys will have a distinct advantage, I think, to everybody else fishing.
I know it. Yeah. You know, when we see the kind of fish that we, you know, this isn't our first rodeo. We fished down there before. We fished down there plenty in the 90s and early 2000s, went around the corner, and that offshore fishery, it is a game changer. It makes the difference. And you know, whether you're night fishing, daytime, but in particular that daytime fishing, it has the potential of being the big game changer. You know, it's an advantage that you cannot overstate.
Yeah.
So, got the full load of sardines for both trips, bringing the fish back, really convenient. I mean, everything we talked about Mazatlan still holds true. It's just an incredible destination. And we're teaming up with El Cid, the Marine El Cid, which is, you know, if you guys are thinking about going, one thing I learned last year in the multiple trips I made down there, book early. Because
hey, that's a popular destination, and it's prime time.
It's incredible how popular it is there. Good for them. You know, I had no idea. It's tough to get in there. And there are other hotels there locally. So,
plenty of them.
I mean, you'll find a room somewhere. But if you want to stay at Marina El Cid, which I highly, highly recommend, between, you know, I mean, the times that we spent down there with the show and just everything about that place is so incredible.
It's so
but
cool.
We're going to run out of the marina there. We'll either bring the boat in there if the tide's right or there isn't swell, or we'll shuttle with Pongas right outside the harbor entrance, which is, you know, it's a quarter mile.
It's real close.
It's going to be a fantastic adventure. I'm really looking forward to it. I love the fishery. I love the people. I can't wait to get down there and just get it rolling.
No doubt. Now, the trips are Friday the 25th, so that would be the day you fly down to meet the boat. Or you fly down early, a day early in the
Mazatlan. And I really would recommend that. If anybody, and most of our anglers that were booked on the trip last year, they had that in mind. We'll get in early in the morning on the turnaround. So you can probably catch a flight out if your flight is...
There's a flight on Valeris out of Tijuana that leaves, that gets there at noon or 1 o'clock.
And that one will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the return trip, you can probably book a flight if it's in the afternoon. You can book a return trip the day the boat gets in.
Yeah.
I just want to caution everybody, you know, it's airlines, you know. It would probably be a more relaxing time for you if you book a day on, you know, on the front end
Good
and the back
idea.
End. But if you can't, you can't. I get it. You know, time is tight.
Sure.
But that's what we recommend. Regardless, it's a perfect opportunity to go down there and target a big fish on a 4-day trip. Less, you know, there's a much smaller time investment for anglers, which really we're finding that's you know, time's tight nowadays, man. Everybody wants to. They want to go out there and get their fishing fix, but they just don't have as much time to dedicate it between family and friends and work and life and everything. So that's what those trips are designed for, to you know, provide our anglers another option, an option to target a big one without having to invest, you know, 10 days or 12 days of time in the event, in the venture.
One of the things that separates this trip for me, I mean, like you said, it's the same area that you fish, the same area that the PV guys fish, but the biggest thing that separates this opportunity from a lot of others that exist is, one, like you said, you have the bait capacity, but two, the platform. Like, you're getting to do this now on the Royal Star that, like, cuts their teeth and is, you know, a as premier of a platform as you could possibly do it with the crew that you have. I mean, it's like taking a little chunk right out of the middle of the heart of a 16-day trip. And I mean, that's like all the prime time, all the prime people, all the prime bait, all the prime everything. You're just taking a little slice right out of the middle and not worrying about traveling back and forth. I mean, it's perfect. It is like the best opportunity to fish that zone on the right boat.
That's well said. Yeah. Amen. That's exactly what it is. You're gonna fly down there, wake up in the morning, and bam, I'm here.
Exactly.
Like,
Now, yeah, the other thing, too, that is impressive, Tracy had told me that there was actually a spot left on the Island Tackle trip coming up November 10th. Is that still available?
Yeah, we had a couple guys have to drop off for whatever reason, and I think that is correct. I think one opened up there. There's been a spot here or there this fall, you know, how life is, you know. We've had a few anglers have to drop off for this reason or that reason. Yeah. So it just goes back to, you know, the old misnomer, oh, Royal Star is always full. You can't get on that boat. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. It's not always true. You know, there's a spot here that opens up, a spot there. And I know those Mazatlan trips, if you look on it, there's all kinds of room in those trips. But we saw last year, they book late.
Yes.
You know, it's a four-day trip. You can jump on a week's notice. You can jump on. We had anglers last year. They jumped on with 2-3 days notice.
Yeah, right.
And that's the beauty of those trips. Again, you're only 4 days into it. So I wouldn't recommend you wait till the last minute.
No.
If someone's thinking about going, by all means, give us a call.
Yeah.
But if someone's scrolling through that website and looking at it and going, oh, my God, there's 20 openings. They're going to cancel the trip. No, you're going. That way. We're going. And those trips will fill, in particular, if the fishing gets good down there, which, you know, there's
in
no
January
reason.
It can be prime time.
That is the prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah, December, January, February, March. I mean, it's all potentially good. And we've seen the last few years, one of the reasons, you know, you and I talked about it last year. We scheduled that trip in May, which is, that's pretty late for down there. You know, traditionally, the last couple of years it hasn't been. There's been fish that have hung around there. But traditionally, that's late. I mean, the best time for that fishery is December, January, February. And you know, as it gets into March and April, it kind of tapers off. Yeah. Green water and all that.
And the weather is so perfect that time of the year. End of January, you think about it.
Oh,
end of January, it's midwinter, the brutal Southern California winter here. You get down there, you're in the tropics.
Yeah,
you're fishing for giant elephant tuna. And
primo.
Oh, just,
And there's plenty of places to go. You're only 4 days. You're only 3 days on the water. You know, you can hug the coast. You can go behind one of the South Island at night. You know, if it gets raunchy or whatever, you got some things to do to enhance the comfort.
I just dig it, man. I can't wait for them. They're going to be very fun trips, and it's cool. It's like you say, it's a short amount of time that you get to now do this, and that's the biggest thing that's tough for a lot of people. You know, we hear about it in the shop all the time. That's all I want to do is go catch one of those big ones. I want to catch one of those giant ones hanging on the wall, but I can't be gone for 16 days. This is the amount of fishing time you get on a long trip. You just don't have the travel back and forth to do it.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen it. I'll just say it straight up. We've had an awful lot of our anglers that they have now gone that way. You know, with one of the other guys that's down there, either Keith or Jody, and those guys have done great. They've opened a fishery and
great.
Good for them. But we have a lot of guys that they have family. They have that. You know, they went fishing with us on the longer trips, on the fly down flybacks or you know, whatever, those trips down to outside the Revillas or on Hurricane Bank, you know, back in the day. And those guys, they're just gone. And, you know, I see them here or there. I see them on a shorter trip. And it's like, man, you get something lined up, we'll go.
Yeah.
But, you know, until it's just strictly a time thing.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and you brought this up, the sardine factor. I mean, I've been on a lot of those trips down there, and Ricky has too. It's all caballito, and that's all I have, pretty much. I mean, mostly, right, when they're getting bait. I mean, they're not throwing, like they're not chumming caballito.
Yeah,
right?
and
that's
let me tell you guys, I've done a lot of fishing in, you know, around the Revillas and back in the day at the Revillas. I've done a lot of fishing, with caballito a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of fishing with sardines, and a lot of fishing with both side by each. And
yeah.
Like, Ricky, you know. I mean, I more often than not, you send the caballito out, and it will venture wide and far and be safe as it's in its mother's arms. And you put a sardine out, bam, you're on.
Yeah. That's such a huge factor.
Yeah,
they love them.
Yeah.
And that's not to say caballito isn't a good bait.
Yeah.
It's a great bait.
It is at times, especially in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, that's when, you know, if you have nighttime fishing, the caballito is going to outfish a sardine. But in the daytime... No, sir.
And when you can just something about a sardine, you can pour it on them, and it can turn a situation where maybe you would have plucked one off into half the boat hooks one, or you know, we didn't have a shot at these one, and you got them activated by putting that bait in the water. It's just it does something to them that's just different than anything else.
It does.
And you see massive schools of tuna down there, just like you see, oh, there's a breather 2 miles away, right? You get up on it. I mean, what do? You throw a few calbutos out there, just keep on rolling, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe you fly on a kite and it flutters and you get one. But, yeah, you go down there and, you know, you entice
them. Entice them a little bit.
Entice them. A few offerings.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you.
I'm pumped on these. Yeah, this is going to be a great time and so much good information today. If you want to join us, man, we really want to hear from you. What a great opportunity to talk to Captain Tim. Local fishing, long fishing, especially these Mazatlan trips. Lots of great stuff to cover today. If you want to be a part of the show, there's two ways you can do it. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be having fun talking fishing all morning, talking with Captain Tim Ekstrom, we are also giving away such an awesome trip at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to get to go fishing aboard that beautiful Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing on a full-day trip. And, man, what a season has Taro had, too, with just the great fishing offshore, inshore. It's been very cool seeing him slide some longer trips in there. It's just been a great time. And somebody's going to get to go on that great boat as we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great trip and your chance to talk to Captain Tim, 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Aftco, Avet, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
XSRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Tim.
Morning.
Morning. Well, we had a much better week this week than the past week.
Oh, boy, I'd say.
Yeah, then and then some. It's been quite a week. Sunday it really, really picked up, and it's carried on through the week. A lot of yellowfin around. The Dorado Shootout just finished yesterday, and the winning fish was a 76.7-pounder.
What?
76?
Yeah, but listen to this. About 50. Yeah, no, not a Dorado, a yellowfin.
Yellowfin.
I was going to say, man.
Sorry, guys.
No worries.
But about 15 minutes late after the gun, a 305-pounder rolls in. So.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, that's right. This was the tuna shootout.
Yeah, shootout yesterday over at the Van Warmer. So it's been good yellowfin fishing all week. Outside under the porpoise, bigger fish, a long ways out from 20 to 40 miles off. But they're hungry and they're hitting cedar plugs. Hoochies, light bait, they're hitting everything outside. Inside, the tunas seem to be best up around Punta Pescadero off the tuna hole, just about 1 to 2 miles off the beach. Fish are 10 to 40 pounds. Everybody's limited on the yellowfin, a lot of yellowfin. Dorado mixed with them. The Dorado really came back this week as well. Lots of peanuts, got large schools of peanuts everywhere, smaller fish everywhere. They're keeping the 5 to 10 pounders and some nice bulls, 30-35 pound bulls mixed in there. A lot of wahoo around as well. They're spread. They're off of the same areas as the tuna, off Pescadero, but they're just going off south of Cerro Colorado. Geez, about a half an hour from San Jose, really way down there. One of the Palmas boats picked up 9 in one day. 2 to 3 of people going down there is not unusual.
Wow.
Four or five, pretty common. 50-pounders, nice fish. It's been an interesting week. We had the biggest pargo we've ever taken that I know of at the ranch, 49.5-pounder.
Yeah, I posted that picture on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and I posted it on our Facebook pages, too. What a monster. And that thing ate a 20-pound bonito, is that right?
Yeah, no, a 10-pound. Yeah, 10-pound. About a 10-pound fish. Yeah, they bridled it. They were catching a lot of bonito and dropped it down. It was about 80 feet of water. And it had to be a sand bottom because, you know, it would have rocked them otherwise. And they pulled it up. It's the biggest one I can recall, at least taken at the ranch.
That's a beast.
Yeah, a beast.
What a beautiful
and then
fish.
Had a lot of unusual fish this week. And then Jack Nielsen and I were out on El Jefe, and we picked up a short-billed spearfish. And that's the only one I've heard of this year. In fact, in a couple of years, we picked it up and we released it. Pretty good-sized short-billed billfish and spearfish, pardon me. And bottom fishing is going off. It's good fishing right now. Billfish, I forgot the billfish. Lots of sails and stripers. You know, they've been largely ignored for almost all year. Everybody's been going after the tuna. And this past week, it seems like people are targeting them quite a bit more. At least one fish, 1 to 2 fish. A lot of blacks around, lots of sails, more sails than stripers, but lots of fish around. Fishing very good this week.
Finally that wind backed off, fishing good, and still plenty of time before the ranch is closing for December, January, February, right? If you want to
exactly,
get in,
yeah.
Spend Thanksgiving down there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and the water's 83 degrees, and it is flat. Sweet. I was looking at the reports for the wind, and there's going to be no wind for the next couple of weeks. So
nice.
good fishing. Yeah. I think the fishing will continue through November.
Good. Sounds like good a plan, John. If somebody wants to come down and get a little piece of paradise and some good fishing, easy access, Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252. Or go to our website, RanchoLeonero.com. We've got a lot of photos of some nice fish this week for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you
next week.
Sunday for sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure. Thanks
a lot,
gentlemen,
for the call this morning. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through, talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we started off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Tim. Hey, I just wanted to say a huge thanks to the crew of the Royal Star. I did the Larry Brown 7-day at the end of September, beginning of October. And you talk about an operation that is absolutely seamless from the time you show up to get on the boat to the time you leave the boat when the trip is done and everything in between. There isn't a finer operation out there. To Cameron in the kitchen, who just turns out just the most insane food, to everybody on deck, Drew and Adriel, and just everybody. I just want to say a huge thanks. I don't know when I'm going to get back on the boat again, but I just wanted to say thank you and just keep doing what you're doing. And Fisherman's Processing, it's the only way to go.
For sure.
So,
that works.
Bless him.
Yeah, that works.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. Thanks, man.
That's nice, Matt.
Honestly, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, that's exactly what we're about. You know what I mean? I want everybody from the time they call Tracy to the time they drive away from the processing place to recognize professionalism. That's really what we're about. And the consistency of it. You know, you come back year after year. And you see, you know, there may be a face different here or there, but the overarching philosophy is the same. You know, we've operated this way for a long, long time. It's been our signature, and this is what we're about.
Yeah. You know, also, we got to throw kudos out to your support team on the dock there, those red shirts at Fisherman's Landing, Chris and his team, the guys.
What a good call.
Boy, oh, boy, those guys do a hell of a job.
Amen. It's really a significant feature of Fisherman's Landing that stands out. And, you know, it goes back again to that professional feel, the professional image. And you know, those guys support us big time.
They help you load the boat. You don't have to carry anything.
That's right.
Loading your
gear on the boat.
And
the same thing coming back. You know, between pushing the fish up, keeping it organized up at the top of the dock. Everybody knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And just makes, you know, everybody's down there. Our anglers, every angler on those boats, it's a vacation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You don't want to, it reduces the stress of it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to feel stressed out when you're going on vacation. Just try to, you know, no matter what, there's some of that. You're moving around. It's kind of like going to the airport. You know, there's just that element of kind of angst. And this helps reduce that. You know, that's the idea.
It's fun getting to tell people that maybe have an experience coming down to Fisherman's Landing for it. It happened literally yesterday. It happens all the time in the tackle store. It happened yesterday. Group of four guys came down from Oregon, and they really like albacore fishing up there, and they use some charter type operations up there, and same deal, you know, they had never been before and were feeling it out, and they're leaving today on a trip, and it was cool just getting to tell them, like, oh, you're done, like, you're already done, you're here, their car is already in the parking lot, and they're staying at a hotel across the street, and getting to share exactly, Pete, what you just brought up. You know, in the morning, there'll be a bunch of guys with red shirts. Just find one of them in the morning. They'll literally help get a cart to your car. They'll help you load all the gear from your car into the cart. They'll help you. This is where you go to stand in line. We'll help you load all your stuff onto the boat. Like, once you're here, like, you're done. Your vacation has started. When you make it into the parking lot, like, it's on. Like, you don't have to worry about anything but hanging out and fishing. And literally, there will be a team, no matter whether it's on the dock or on the boat or getting you off the boat or whatever, there's going to be a team of people making sure that your trip is done and done right.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Matt. Appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Don't forget, day two of our giveaway here. Dana Landing in Mission Bay donated a table of 10 to the CCA California San Diego Chapter Banquet at Tub SeaWorld in San Diego, right across from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Saturday, November 10th, is the big banquet. It's a great time. It's a fundraiser for CCA California San Diego Chapter. The tickets also include a one-year membership to CCA, so if you don't have a membership, you'll have one. Also, if you have a membership, you get an extra year on it. Everyone that calls today and all the people that called yesterday are in the hat, $500 value. Just tell Adam when you're on the phone there, hey, I want to be in a CCA drawing for that table for 10. And thanks to Dana Landing for that generous donation.
That's
We're
so going
to
cool.
give that away at the end of the show today.
Awesome. Well, hey, the phones are definitely getting packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Manny. Calling us from Downey this morning. Good morning, Manny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Manny.
Looks like we might have lost Manny there, so we'll jump back into the phones and talk to our old buddy Doug from Montebello. What's up, Doug? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Tim, I was wondering, when you guys train a captain, when do you know it's time to let him go by himself?
Well, that's a good question, Doug.
That's a really good question.
I'll tell you what. First of all, they have to have good working mechanical knowledge of the boat. You know, you got to have somebody who is competent and can get that boat back in when those – because, you know, little gremlins pop their head up time to time. Stuff happens. You have to have a guy that's very competent mechanically. But there is a, you know, honestly, Doug, the fishing side of it, I think, is the easiest part. You know, all of these guys that work with us, they're there because they're fishermen, and, you know, their instincts kick in when they get behind the wheel. Really, it's becoming a leader, being able to present themselves and present the operation in a professional manner, like we just talked about. It takes a few years. You know, the guys go down, they'll do the seminars in the galley, and they familiarize themselves with leadership. I think that's the best way to put it. I there's a lot of feel that goes into it. I would say on average, unless somebody is just it's exceptional in every way, it's generally like, you know, I'm comfortable with turning the reins over to somebody if they show all these qualities in about 4 or 5 years from the time they start, you know, learning the boat, just and training them up. And we lead by example, of course. They take the example that I set, that Brian sets, that Randy sets, and you know, it's about right. About 4 or 5 years till they really get their feet under them, and I feel confident that they can take the boat out and represent, you know, our operation like we expect it to be.
Yeah. Now, pretty much when somebody comes on with those ambitions, they already have a captain's license.
Not necessarily.
No?
No. We'll talk about Paul Caramelo. He's the most...
The rising star.
Yeah, he is the rising star. It's a great way to put it. And he's run the boat now. This is the third year. And he started out as a young guy, 19 years old, and worked his way up through the ranks. He's been with us, I want to say, 9 years. And he got his license, he learned the boat mechanically. Very confident, strong, good leadership qualities. That kid's a stud, man.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
He's a great guy. He's smart.
Yeah, and to be announced later, but there's a big opportunity coming his way that
I
see.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So he worked. So when he started, he didn't have a captain's
license.
He came over as
deck crew. He came from the New Loan when he was a young guy, and I think it was in 2008 or 2009. He's worked his way up through the ranks. He's learned the boat, and he's a solid leader. He's just a great example. He followed that Brett Roundtree, John Conniff, all of those guys. They've basically followed that same format, and they've gone on to be, you know, either owners or operators.
Yeah.
I think all those guys are owners. And we've had a few others from back in the 90s also.
Sure.
Dave Wolfson was one of them.
How did you start?
Same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the Royal Polaris, right?
I started on Pacific Queen with Ed McEwen. And I worked 5 local seasons. And then I got my license and went from Pacific Queen to Royal Polaris and basically did the same thing. I had a lot of mechanical ability, so I there were some moving parts there. I had a great opportunity to open up on Royal Polaris just because some other guys had moved on.
Sure.
So, I mean, I know we're always on the lookout, and we really do have a reputation for developing these young guys and then keeping an eye open for an opportunity to help them achieve their goals, you know, be it in fishing, be it in something else in the maritime industry. To me, that is the best example of our success that there is out there. You know what I mean? This consistency of developing these young guys, and they go on to be contributing, you know, contributing professionals to our industry. I really take a lot of pride in it. I know that Randy and Brian feel the same way. And we've got the next guy lined up.
That's cool.
And that's a big part of it too. You know, you want to make sure that the guys that are working, they and aspiring to be an operator, to be an owner, whatever, that they see that path exists. And part of that process is, you know, once that youngster, whoever he is, achieves that position, then we're on the lookout for whatever opportunities coming along to move the next man up the ladder.
I think it's so cool that all the colleagues you work with recognize that same way, you know, like a Marcus or somebody like that. You know, this guy, nobody wants to lose their right-hand man, but, you know, anybody that's, you know, that type of guy is also always wants the best for their team, too. Like, look, man, this guy is really good. He, you know, he needs to move to the next level, and he needs to move to the next level. And you guys the same. I mean, when somebody has achieved that highest level, you don't ever want to lose them from your team, but you only want the best for your, you know, for your guys and your team. And it's just, you know, I think about like when Frank was talking last time about Taro, like that was Booger's right hand man. I mean, how nice is it to know that your operation can be handled the way you want, but is also the first person to say, no, man, it's not, you know, head on up the road. Like, you're losing your star player, but you're just watching them take the next step.
Yeah, I mean, it can. I don't fear it. I welcome it, but there is an inconvenience associated with it. It's nice to have a young, competent guy who can represent the way you want, because that obviously frees us up to do,
absolutely,
you know, tend to the shoreside operation and have a little family time, whatever it may be. But it's part of the process. That's the way I look at it, and I'm actually energized by it. I'm excited about getting the next man in the loop and elevating him, and, you know, just. I'm
awesome.
Energized by it.
So how did you get? You said you got to have mechanical knowledge of the systems of the boat. How did you get that knowledge?
Hands on.
Yeah,
hands on.
Things break and
yep. You learn.
You've gotta fix them.
You learn by doing. And obviously some people have more mechanical ability than others. But there's a quality in certain people. Like they don't fear it. They're not tentative. You know, yeah. It's like, hell yeah, let's rip that thing apart and, you know, see what's wrong with it. And that plays big into it. Just a basic mechanical understanding of things.
Yeah.
It's,
you never went to school for that. You just learned on the job.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You start by handing the guy wrenches that knows how to fix it, and you observe it, and you help it, and you're a helper, and then you're dealing with the small things, and then you're dealing with the big things, and next thing you know, you're the guy that's showing the next, you know,
exactly.
The other guy hand you wrenches.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, you think about it over the years, all the stuff that we've, you know, I've talked about it before, every single mechanical system on Royal Star, Randy, Brian, and I have disassembled, reassembled, removed, replaced, you know, over the years, you learn a lot, all the way down to, if remember when that engine broke down before that Mazatlan trip, I posted pictures the next week of us tearing the engine down ourselves and rebuilding it. Like, we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's how you learn. You know, you learn by doing, and with some good oversight from some good old teachers that have been with us along the way. But over the years, you accumulate that knowledge of all your working systems on the boat.
Oh, I know how to fix this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge advantage, too.
Yeah.
It provides an awful lot of comfort when you're out there in the water. Because no matter what, things are going to, you know, there's a lot of integrated mechanical systems and everything has to go right. And you run the boat 300 days a year or 290 days a year. Stuff's going to wear out. You know, it's just going to. Stuff's going to happen.
It happens.
It does. That's exactly right.
For sure. Like, hey, thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro products product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Hey, you know, we talked a lot about it. It's the big deal. It's coming up on Saturday. It's Tackle Day, and you know, Shimano is a big part of Tackle Day. You've got that Shimano casting contest. We can win a Tranks reel. But the real deal is on not only Shimano rods, but on Shimano reels.
Well, as Doug said yesterday, all reels are 10% off.
All
so
reels.
I can't say anything specific to anything else, but you can read between the lines. This is going to be your best opportunity to come buy that new Talica, that new Tranks, that new Trinidad. It will be the least expensive that we get to offer that reel all year long and get to fill it full of premium PowerPro Spectra.
For free.
It's just crazy.
That's like a crazy deal.
It
so
is.
If you've been dreaming about a long-range trip, you want to get that Talica 50, the ultimate.
I was going
to
say
machine,
the winch. That's
right?
The one.
Yeah. You get a deal on the reel, and you get it filled with PowerPro for free.
Think about if you went out and bought yourself a new flat fall outfit. You got yourself a Talica 20, a Therese rail rod. You got all your free PowerPro. You got your discount on your rod, discount on your reel. You're going to get 2-for-1 on buying your flat fall. Yeah. You buy two of them, you get another one free. I mean, your big bluefin outfit could probably save you in the neighborhood of about $300 to $400 just this weekend.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, November the 3rd, upcoming the first Saturday, November, next week.
Next Saturday,
it's on.
You better go, if you're a Shimano fan, get to Tackle Day.
No doubt, buddy.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art, long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, dude. It's time for the catch report. We talked about them this morning, and boy, what an operation, Fisherman's Processing. The Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing, not only do they offer you the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, salts, and cheese. As well, you can pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start off up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Hey, good morning.
Nice cover shot there on Western News.
No, that little bonita action. You know, it's been carrying us here. It's been nice to have. You know, the beginning of our week, we saw that bonita real good. You know, it continued to bite for us. Last few days, though, you know, it's been a little off. We haven't been able to find it, those big schools of that fish. So, you know, we're definitely spending our time looking for that stuff on our three-quarter day trips and, you know, even on our half-day trips. But, you know, it's been a day-to-day deal. So certainly trying to keep after that. You know, those guys on those three-quarter day trips are doing that in the morning. You know, when the water's nice, you can see, you can find the breezers and stuff like that. And then in the afternoon, they've been kind of sliding to the inside, setting up on the deep water hard bottom, catching some rockfish and things like that for the guys to take home and enjoy. The bass fishing for us, too, on the half-day trips has been pretty fun, too. We've had some really nice water in front of our harbor here the last few days, 67, 68 degrees, and it's been super clean. You know, it's funny, on Friday, left the harbor on a 10 o'clock half-day, right? Left the harbor, got out to our drop-off right at the edge of the canyon there, 300 feet of water, and that's like 2 miles, maybe barely 2 miles from the harbor. Put the jigs out within a minute, no joke. You know, skipjack, climb on the jigs. We had a good little hit of that stuff on our 10 o'clock half-day trip on
Wow,
on
no Friday. Kidding. How cool.
Deal. So the water's been clean. It's been nice. So, you know, certainly there's been some good bait in it as well. So just a matter of locating that bonita again has been kind of the name of the game. Our Halibut Derby kicks off here on Friday. That trip sold out, as you can imagine, as is the following trip on Sunday. Those Friday and Sunday halibut trips are those drift, you know, halibut-specific trips. They're limited to 25 guys, so that does fill up pretty quick. But remember, you can get in on any half- or three-quarter-day trip. You can buy a halibut ticket to, you know, get on that as well. So things are going up here, you know, good fishing. We're just trying to keep the ball rolling on that bonita and stuff like that. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give the landing a call. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. Same deal, though, this week. Fall will save you 25%. Use that discount code when you book online. And we got another little ditty going until the end of today. It's been running all week. Kind of a flash sale on some three-quarter-day tickets. $90 gets you three-quarter-day tickets. You can find the link on either our Instagram page or on our Facebook page. So
that, what a deal, man.
$90, so $30 a trip for a three-quarter-day trip?
$30 a trip. Yep, you're limited one purchase, right? You're limited your one purchase of 30, you know, those three trips.
Yeah.
For $100 or whatever and it is,
you find, can you find the link on the Dana War, on the banner on the front page of our website there?
Not on your website, but if you go to our Facebook page, it says flash sale. There's like a post, you know, a picture, and it's got a link that you can click, and it'll take you over to book it. I mean, you're saving over $100, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, plan on coming fishing with us, scoop a couple of those up, you know.
Yeah.
You buy one, have your wife buy one, you're good to go. So.
Good deal. But in the meantime, you can save with fall.
Correct.
Fall, you can save 20% off half and three-quarter day trips at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. How do we get a hold of you, Brian?
I'll save a few bucks. Our number here at our landing again, 949-496-5794 or danawharf.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always, Willie. Glad to hear there's some good fishing going on, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, we'll have a halibut report hopefully next
week. Yeah, right on. Thanks, Willie.
All right.
Let's continue on with our catch report. Head over to Cedros Island and talk to our buddy Jeff. Jeff, what's going on at Cedros?
Good morning, everyone. How are we today?
Doing great, buddy.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's awesome fishing this week down there. We've had great weather. We've had just some great days in the 70s, low 80s, very light winds. The yellowtail have just come back with a vengeance. The 15 to 25 pound stuff, surface iron, you wind in a fish and there'll be 50 to 60 of them right behind it trying to figure out how to take that jig right out of its mouth.
Jeez, get out of here.
Yeah. It's just incredible to see the amount of fish down there. Big guys down there, about 35 to 45 pounds, deeper with the dropper loop and the mackerel. It's bring the bigger gear and hang on type of time.
That's what we're talking about, man. That's awesome, Jeff.
Yeah, we dinner a week ago and start seeing some flying fish showing up in large quantities around the island and hooked a couple to Dorado, but they're there to stay now. It's you know, if you're not catching a yellowtail, you're chasing the pack of Dorado around and get limits within minutes of finding where they're swimming. Bird crap green jig on the surface iron, mint green, all seem to be the hot colors right now, and it's typical Cedros out of control good fishing.
So cool to see how good that late season fishing was, and what a good confirmation that you guys decided to put trips a little bit later into the year for next season, man. Some great opportunities, and you know, just like a lot of things, that you know, when the fall starts to roll around, the fishing doesn't go away; it heats up.
Yep. And we also the yellowfin have moved in. We're starting to catch a few of those while we're out hunting around doing our thing. Not super big, you know, the 15 to 20, 25 pounds, still a great grade of fish. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's like a candy bag. You know, you reach in, you're not quite sure what you're going to pull out, but you know you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
sounds good to us,
good.
Jeff.
All right.
And also the calicos, sheephead, rockfish, whitefish, broomtail grouper. It's just been a complete mixed bag down there. we are completely booked for the rest of the season. So unless you're on standby, unfortunately, you won't be getting down there with us. But, you know, the customers are coming back on these trips, and they're trying to do a turnaround trip before the end of the season already.
That's awesome.
So they're enjoying our crew, how easy we make it, getting across the CBX. You're fishing same day, 300 miles south in, you know, Mexico. You can't get it any better than that. True Rosy fashion, we're booked up almost completely for next summer.
Well, so you better get on it. If you want to go down to Cedro Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of you?
Best way to do that is you can check us out on the web at cedrosportfishing.com. Rosie's also posting pictures daily on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm sure there's a couple of other of the sites that are out there and you take a look at. Also, we're going to be at the CCA on November 10th. Both Rosie and I will be there. So if anyone's there and has any questions about what we're doing at Cedro Sport Fishing, come talk to us. We'll give you some information, and we'll see if we can get you down there. We're going to be booking next year into December. We've had such a large group of people that have come to us and said, I can't get in the normal time frame. Can you squeeze me in at the end of the season and ask your crew to stay for an extra day or two or a week?
That's
crew signed up and said, yep, we're here as long as you need us. So we're going to start booking in through December.
Fantastic. Sweet. All right, we'll see you at the CCA banquet on Saturday, November 10th, and maybe that person that wins that table for 10 will check you out too. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, now it's time to hit the beach. We're going to the Surf Fishing Report guru, the man himself, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gents?
We're doing great, buddy. How's the fishing?
Hey, you know, like I say, it's fall and mixed bag, and there's some stuff going on a bunch of different fronts. I'll jump into it. Starting to see a transition, especially on the northern beaches where the perch and the halibut fishing is vastly improved. The southern beaches were a little inconsistent, good fishing along some stretches, slow along others, although the bonita fishing was outstanding off the beach. A few of those fish kind of came inside. It's all about clean water. That clean water moves in, those bonita will come with it. If not, they'll stay offshore. I heard of a 14-pounder caught offshore, so that's big fish. With the Santa Anas, I think we have a good chance of seeing that fish push back in at the end of the week. Anyways, hook, line, sinker reported good perch action. Most beaches, Goleta, Butterfly, East Beach were the hot spots there. Gulp 2-inch sandworms, red hot, bigger fish around, pound and a half. The halibut fishing was also good with fish to 32 inches taken on salted anchovy. A thresher shark was caught and released off the end of the Goleta Pier. Wiley's held their Uptown Derby on Saturday. The group reported excellent fishing on quality perch. Ventura, Oxnard Beaches is where they fished. Lots of fish in the one-pound class with a bunch over a pound and a half that were weighed. 1 pound, 11 ounce took top honors there. Oxnard, the guy got the fish off Oxnard. Metallic sardine flash minnow is what he took that big fish on. 25-inch halibut taken off the chart house on a swim bait. Just Fishing in Redondo reported some good spots of bonita in and around King Harbor. Look for that bite to move, go all the way through I'd say November. That's a good area to see those nice bonita. Still a dab of Corbina off Torrance Beach. Big fish reported improved halibut action along Belmont Shores, Shoreline Drive. White jerk shad have been hot. Double-digit halibut was taken at Bolsa Chica Inlet. On a crocodile, catch some tackle reported improved halibut bite along the peninsula. Flash minnows, cut anchovy, top bait, fish to 30 inches. Hogan's and Dana Point reported red-hot lugworm bite off Doheny, a mix of perch, sand bass, yellowfin croaker, spotfin, sargo, leopard sharks, all on the bite. Real good fishing there, the guys are telling me. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported dredging in Oceanside Harbor, dirtier water, kind of pushed the bonita off the pier and out of the harbor there. And then two double-digit striped bass taken off Dog Beach on swim baits reported blue water. Woo, that's a lot to cover. I tried
yeah,
to go
man.
Down.
No kidding, Gundy. That's awesome.
A lot of fish in there. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good day, guys. All right. Class.
See you, Gundy. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, I want to remind you, man, Bill Varney's come out with a great new gadget for catching sand crabs if you're into fishing that surf zone. The Crab and Go is a lightweight stainless tube and handle that works like magic to catch sand crabs for surf fishing bait. You can find the Crab and Go at fine tackle stores, including Hogan's, Fisherman's Hardware, or you can just get it online at surf.com. LetsTalkFishTackle.com. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. Phones are totally packed up. Only line available is that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.